Remember I mentioned how Robin's going to be announcing a big show with two former headliners of Ratfest?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to be our prize for Friday morning's No Sweat News Quiz. I can't quite say what it is because we're not supposed to announce it yet.
Yeah, but that's still going to be gigantic.
All right, here you go. Here are the stories that could win you the tickets on the No Sweat News Quiz. Story number one, a blind guy is suing Hooters over their lack of Braille.
where does he want the Braille? Hopefully he wants it on the menu and not on the waitresses.
On the outfit?
Yeah, because something makes me think that's where his head is going.
Not exactly sure. What Hooters has to offer a blind guy? I mean, the wings are the worst in the world.
No meat. The beer. I agree with you.
Well, they're breaded. First of all, breaded wings are the work of the devil.
But I also don't want to eat 38 wings just to feel slightly full. No meat on those things.
The blind guy is suing Hooters over their lack of Braille on their gift cards.
On their gift cards.
You dirty horn dog. You thought the Braille was supposed to be on their Hooters.
I was assuming it was going to be like, you know, I want to know the name of my waitress, but her name tag that usually is put near the chestal region should be in Braille, and then all of a sudden this guy's got the game figured out.
Couldn't be any further from the case.
All right, good.
But it is kind of funny. Now, here's the guy. He got pulled over by police just outside of Yellowstone National Park.
Okay,
Montana. Manuel Sanchez pulled over in Columbus, Montana. And when the police officer said, "Excuse me, sir, do you know how fast you're going? Do you know why I pulled you over?" He said, "Yes, I was going fast, but it's only because I saw Yogi Bear in Yellowstone National Park."
Well,
and the cop said, "Oh, you saw Yogi, did you,
Yogi,
sir?"
Yeah.
So the gentleman said,
"He does live in Yellowstone, for the record.
I saw Yogi. He lives in Jellystone."
Oh, shoot.
Now,
you're right.
The police officer remembered his days in front of the TV watching children's car. So he said, "May I search your car?" And that's when the cops found 8 pounds of meth in his spare tire.
Thank you.
So
8 pounds of meth. Okay. That'll make you look for Yogi Bear.
Next time, just take the speeding ticket and don't mention the fact that you're seeing things like Yogi.
Or go to Jellystone. I mean, get the location correct.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't have had this issue if you went to Jellystone and not Yellowstone.
I think that's an amusement park in the Ozarks. And our third and final story of the day. I love this stuff. Russian scientists had to cut off a project to track endangered eagles in Russia.
Oh, no.
Because the cell phone trackers that they connected to the eagles racked up too many roaming charges.
I hate to say it, but sometimes they can be cheap in Russia.
They're outfitted with GPS trackers that would text their location back via a cell phone connection. And it would text their location back to scientists from the Russian Raptor Research and Conservation Network. In the summertime, most of the birds would fly into Kazakhstan, there's no cell service. So no problem. When the birds got from Kazakhstan back into the Russian cell phone tower area, all the location data would transmit back to these researchers.
Right.
However, three of the birds didn't like Kazakhstan for summer. They preferred Iran and Pakistan.
Ooh, now, a lot warmer.
Iran and Pakistan have their own cell service. They have their own cell towers. And the birds racked up giant roaming charges because they were constantly texting back on those systems. So now, like, Verizon in Iran is contacting the Soviet government saying, hey, where's our money?
Comrade, look at this phone bill. Boris, who were you calling last night?
Isn't that classic?
I swear, comrade. Ivan, I wasn't calling anyone.
I mean, how does that happen?
It's research.
So rather than figure something out, the whole entire project is being...
Yeah, they cut off the project. Sorry, birds. That's today's No Sweat News. We'll see you Friday for the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.